Gracious, merciful, and ever-living Father, we thank you very much, Lord, our God, for this guardian of your people unto you this evening. Lord, we thank you very much, Lord, for watching over our lives since you left here on Sunday evening. After the abundance of your blessings you showered upon our souls in the services, thank you very much, Lord, for using the visiting minister to be a blessing unto us. Thank you very much, Lord, our God, for addressing the needs in the lives of your people because of the token of your love unto us. We are so grateful unto you. You taught us doctrines, rebukes, corrections, instructions unto righteousness. Father, we thank you. Thank you very much for your saving power. Thank you for keeping your people from all danger. The workers, O Lord, the businessmen and women, the students to their various schools. Thank you from far and near, O Lord, our God. Your grace has brought us together. Thank you very much for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the entire congregation. Thank you very much, O Lord, our God, for your servant, O Lord, reporting for duty this evening. Lord, you are the all-sufficient one. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary. Help me, O Lord, our God, our merciful and ever-living Father. Take man out of the way. Take absolute control of the atmosphere. O Lord, may you have the preeminence. May your word find its resting and rightful place in the life of your people. Lord, may the ministration of your word, though this gospel in its simplicity may not pass over our heads, O Lord, let it meet the need of the very hour in the precious name of Jesus Christ. One thing sure, Lord, your program, nothing can defeat it. We thank you because your word can never return unto you void. May you accomplish the same in righteousness this evening, life of every one of us, Lord. Have mercy upon us, forgive us our shortcomings, Lord. Those on their way coming, may you be with them, Lord. Hasten their footsteps down safely, Heavenly Father. Lord, remember Brother Adeyemi over there at Makatari. May the grace of God be with him, O Lord. Help him, use him over there, Lord, to be a channel of blessing unto your people. Bring him back safely. Save him from all danger, Lord. Have mercy upon the sick and the afflicted. Lord, may you baptize us with the Holy Ghost, O Lord. Father God in heaven, may you baptize, may you heal the sick and the afflicted and forgive of every sin, O God. May nothing stand between us and the blessing you have in store for us, Lord. Have your way, Father. May you refill, O Lord, our God. Meet with every need, Father. Thank you so much, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior. Remember our pastor this evening. Lord, may you be with him, O Lord. Father, help him, Lord God of glory. More strength from above. More grace from above, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. Honor and glory be thine. At the end of this service, may we go back home, O Lord our God, and say within our hearts, did the heart not born within us when he was speaking to us along the way. Thank you, our Master. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us sing in number 124. Hymn number 124. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I was. Close, Romans chapter 13. I read verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. May the Lord bless his word this evening to our heart. Shall please be seated. God bless you. Welcome ourselves to church this evening. In the name of our precious Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, Wednesday, the visiting minister from Liberia, when he read the scriptures from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, then he gave the title, Bringing to let me see. Remembering the brethren of these things. Is that right? Yes, that was something. All right. Let me read. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. It is good to bring to our remembrance the things that we have known. The last service but one, that was, I think, about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, on the 4th. The last service I had before my missionary trip. That's Sunday 27th. Well, we are still on the sermon. As I thought of my ways, I made a statement towards the closing of the service. I should think on your ways. If you are owing, think on your ways. Well, before this time, I just want to remind us. Because I don't know, my heart is just heavy. I spoke that afternoon. I was asking some boys questions here. At least it does a question. How many of you want to become footballer? Do you still remember? Yeah. I asked them. Then one of the boys was walking down. Maybe the mother asked him to come around. He sat down here. I know what I'm talking about. I don't just stand behind the movie to just talk foolishly. Because let me remind you, parents, especially you mothers. Well, parents as general. If you don't watch your children, don't let it become something else. We are praying for them. Praise the Lord. I believe that God answers prayers. The reason why I said what I said was that some of our boys are turning this place to a football field. There was a time, long time ago, this year, one of the boys on a Sunday afternoon, he was busy just kicking something outside. Does your mother allow you to be doing this at home? He couldn't talk. One Sunday afternoon, after the children are feeding, it finished. They were at the back there. They may be here, they may not be here. Listen to me now. They were playing there. That's why I purpose to ask them. You know, I used to hammer this. That you parents, that your children doesn't go home straight. Maybe you have your shops, and after school hours, they will come to shop, and then the way you turn them loose is your hands. I'm going to give account of every one of your children. May God help you. Praise the Lord. Now, towards the tail end of the service, I don't know how this vision came, because it's not part of the sermon. I was talking about paying your debts. Well, I spoke as I was led. But when I got to, each time I get home, I will go on my knees after we pray, finish in the sitting room. I will go on my knees, at my bedside. I will thank the Lord and commit, reflect back on whatever was preached that day. Not myself alone, each service. I was on my knees just thanking God and praying. Something said, people misunderstood you about owing debt. Well, I pray I left it there. When I traveled, the same thing continued. I said, God, have mercy upon me. Then the last service I had 3 weeks ago, I thought I'd just let it go. But the thing didn't leave me. Now we have read the scripture. I want us to look at, I almost called Brother Sam yesterday. Brother Sam, where is the place that the pastor spoke about this? Pain, lingering debt. While I was just meditating, it just occurred to me I should go to this psalm. So please, give us, Christ is revealed in his own word. I was, with this little time before us, bear with me. I want to read this part. Because I will not be afraid of anything. When it comes to the word of God to stay here, I may make mistake, I may be wrong. But if it's come to the word of God, may God help us. Paragraph 12, my brother. I want to read that part this evening to admonish us. Let us open our ears and open our heart. May God help us. Because we don't come here to play. Paragraph 12, my brother. Right. Now, I see laying here. They have been. Listen very well. There have been many requests this last week on what I said last Sunday on the message. And what was the message? It was saying, I knoweth it not. If I have that, I will read a few things. Just toward the tail end of the sermon, whoever says certain things, then he referred to this one because of the request that came in. I believe I forgot. I forget what I titled it now. But I said something about paying your debt. Listen very well. Because very soon, if your time is up, if my time is up, God can call us up anytime. But we must be ready. And you know, no matter what you say, it is misunderstood by many. They don't want to misunderstand it, but just simply misunderstand it. And now someone said, should we buy a car or what should I? Now, that isn't what Jesus spoke of or the Bible there that said, owe no man nothing. That's what you read now. Apostle Paul was not addressing unbelievers. Are you right? He was not addressing outsiders. He was addressing God's children. And now the Holy Ghost made the prophet to you and me to address you and I to get ready. Oh, no man, nothing. That is lingering debt. That you could pay. Pay them. That is owing no man nothing. You don't owe me anything. So I don't know who is owing. So if the Holy Ghost is speaking, let us heed the word of God. May God help you and me. Pay them. He doesn't, okay? Me, mine. We owe our rent. Our telephone bill, and what more? We owe those things, and we pay them. But an no lingering debt that you could be paying on, pay it off. That is the word of God. That should not cause any offense. May God help us, church. Oh, God. Now, don't go with anything hanging on you like that. Don't leave this earth with anything like that on you. Lingering is to stay or remain in a place or situation, especially as if unwilling to depart or not easily able to do. When you are owing somebody and you are unwilling, you see the person you owe, you hide your face. That is wrong. It's wrong. May God help us, church. I remember a time when I was sick. Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. You are looking at me, oh, no answer. That's scripture now. Then let us follow the prophet as we follow Christ. Because we are children of the prophet. Aren't we? Oh my. I remember a time when I was sick. Once, when I was a boy, I came out of the hospital owing about $2,000. And used to be a drugstore here, Mr. Swaniga. I owe him about $300 or $400. $300 or $400. A medicine bill. He didn't even know me. I went to him. I didn't know him. And he just sent it up here. Anyhow, never refused to send it. And I said, I owe you. He went to the man. I believe Mr. Swaggy. Oh, it was Mr. Mason down on Court Avenue and Spring. And I said, I owe you. I'm just still awfully weak, but I'm trying to go to work. Now, if I don't pay you, I just become. Now, look at it, oh.
That is the statement of the prophet to the man. Listen to this. I just become a Christian. That is Christian attitude. Is to pay one's debt. But today we take things for granted. Shebi brother, Shebi sister, Kilofeshe. We are coming. There was a time that a minister wanted to wear. If you want to wear, that does not mean you should put yourself into debt. He went to a brother, you know, maybe the brother rich, went to him. Okay, loan me a certain amount of money. Loan me means loan me. I will pay you back. After the wedding, now the brother, no. Now ask him, sir, what about the money you borrow before your wedding? That's rough. I don't become a Christian. I said, first thing, Mr. Mason, as my duty to God, I owe him my tithes. I want to pay him my tithes first. And I said, then my next duty is to pay my debt. I said, my father is sickly, and there are ten of us children in the family. What I said, if I can't pay you no more than 25 cents on that bill each payday, if I can't pay you even the 25 cents, I will come by and tell you about it. Is the one going in? May God have mercy upon us, church. You think the Holy Ghost will do otherwise? I can't do it this time. I will tell you, I can't do it this time. Now, by the help of God, I pay every bit off. See? But that is what I mean. See? Just don't somebody see. Oh, some Christian here at the church, one time, went out and got some work done on the car here. And the man came down. The man said, I will pay you. I get paid Saturday. Because over there in the oasis, they paid them every at the weekend or something another. And he never paid him. And weeks after weeks rolled by and never paid him, never said a word. Let us stop taking things for granted. We are brethren. And the man came and asked me, maybe the mechanic now. See, it reflects against the church. It reflects against Christ. All eyes are watching you. All eyes are watching me. The thing you cannot do to an unbeliever, don't do to your brother, your fellow brother. The thing you cannot do to an unbeliever, don't do to your fellow sister. If you owe, pray and ask God to help you. Pay your debt. I won't force you. Let the word of God speak for itself. Then what is your offense? You can't pay him. Go tell him, say, I owe you. I'm going to pay you. I'm a Christian. Then if you are running away, if you are hiding yourself, you are not a Christian. Is that not too hard? Oh. Is that not too hard? You are looking at me now. I don't know who is who. But let the word of God speak for himself. I'm a Christian. I can't do it right now. I owe this. And remember, it is on God's book too, you know, that you do. It's on record in heaven. Don't leave this out with debt on your neck. How are you going to enter? May God help us, church. Let us, we are going to pray. Let us be sincere with ourselves. Let us be serious. It is ongoing time. You don't know when, how, or where. I don't know when, or how, or where. So that I'm trying to, for myself and for all of us together, try to be ready. You see the prophet? So we want to be ready. When the coming of the Lord is drawing so nigh now, we want to be ready for that great hour. We want to be ready. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray. May God help us. Let God speak to our heart. God doesn't joke with his word. God says what it means through his prophet, and it means what he says. It is the talking of his love unto us. Praise the Lord. When he finished preaching and several brethren brought one dream after the other, one dream after the other, one dream after the other. Then he tried to admonish. He has spoken earlier in this sermon and not it. All denominations, their lodges and their courts. Are you there? Now, just what? Stay close to Christ. Let me warn you now, as a minister of the gospel of this, don't take any foolishness. Don't imagine. Sorry, my brother. Paragraph 279. I know it all. Bear with me. I'm sorry. Don't take any foolishness. 650815. Don't imagine anything. Stay right there until this inside of the inside is anchored to the world. The inside of the inside, the Holy Ghost of things is your soul, because he has said earlier on that people will receive the Holy Spirit, I mean, you know, the Spirit of God in their spirit. They can dance, they can shout, they can prophesy, they can speak in tongues and things like that, and they'll still be lost. It's a serious matter. Anchor to the word that you are right in Christ, because that is the only thing that is, because we are in the most deceiving age that we ever lived in. It will deceive the very elected if it was possible, because they have anointing, they can do anything like the rest of them. Then he said, clean your lives up. Pay your debts. Oh, no man. You see that? Clean your lives up. Pay your debt. Oh, no man. Quoting Jesus. Jesus said. Now, I mean like your house rent and stuff. You got to do it. Get all your things off your hands. Get everything right. Make ready. Get ready. Remember, in the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord, something is fixing to happen. 282. You pray for me. Will you do it? I'll be praying for you. I hope by the mercies of God that I meet every one of you, and we meet in a better land than this here. It's a guarantee. It's an assurance. It is certain. Amen. And what are we coming for here? Coming here for? What are we doing? Are we coming here playing a game? Are we coming here meeting as a lodge? It is Christ. Christ can't come until that church, capital C, is perfectly right. He's waiting on us. I believe we are at the end. Amen. As many as are not yet got in your prepared meter, don't connive with the Nepal officials. You are looking at me. Are you there? When you owe Nepal, pay your bill. Are you there? Oh, yes. It's not part of the world. Don't connive with Nepal officials. If you owe, they cut your light, let them cut your light. It is better that way. Amen? Amen. As many of us as we are, as house owners, you know, people generally, they call them landlord, landladies, association, and we thank God. Whatever they want to call it. When you are giving a levy to pay, pay your levy. Don't owe no man anything. Oh, no man anything means, oh, no man anything. Emache jeni ken ipe se onkohun. Is that what is interpretation? Interpretation will open there. Shalom. God bless you, my brother. May God help us, church. If I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my body shares? Nobody. Lord, nobody. Church, may God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's think on these things. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. It is time to pray and not to be roaming about. Maybe you went to say, I don't even have anything to. I don't owe anybody. I don't owe anything. You owe God. It is time to pray, not to be roaming about. Let's ask God for mercy. God is able. God is able. He promised to supply all our need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Whenever we have been wrong, let us ask God for mercy this evening. Whether as individual, whether as a family. I don't know who is owing. But we are bringing ourselves to remembrance, brethren and sisters, this evening. You need God. I need God.
Be determined, brother. Be determined, sister. I don't want to be found wanting on that day. Our God is able. Let us take it seriously, my brother, my sister. It's on God's record that you know that you owe. I want to call the associate pastor. Come and commit this.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your word that has gone forth that we have heard. Lord, we read from the scriptures and also from the prophet. Your word is the truth. So let every man's word be a lie and mine be the truth. Lord, since we are reminded of this in seeking today, we pray that your grace will be upon everyone to act and live according to your word. Lord, the prophet has put himself forth as an example what he did. And Lord, if we are true followers of the same message and we have the same spirit, obviously we will do the same thing. Be gracious unto us. Forgive our foolishness. Forgive our stubbornness. Forgive our own ways, O Father. Lord, things we do and take for granted that block our blessings, we pray you show your mercy unto us. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Lord, as many as, oh God, and they don't even talk about it at all, may you help them to have a change of heart. Not only talk about it, but to make serious effort to follow the instruction of your prophet. Grant it, Heavenly Father. As your children will find favor before you to obey your instructions, may you open the windows of heaven and send forth your blessings. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May this is not pass over our head. May no one take offense. As it's written in your word, that blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in my word. Help us, Father. Bless this in our heart. Replenish and bless your servant. Thank you for the courage you have given unto him. Lord, to speak the things that you have laid in his heart. May your name be glorified. Be with us as we continue the prayer service. May your name be glorified. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Jesus' name we pray. Before I hand over to the associate pastor, let us sing from 362. Take my life. Let it be. 362. Take my life and let it be consecrated. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise.
The last stanza once again. Take my Lord, my Lord, I move. I don't fear his wrath. Take my son, and I will be. Have I only offered thee? Yeah, have I only offered thee? Shall we bow our heads? Our great God of heaven, we thank you very much for this great opportunity to be in your house this evening. Dear Lord, you have told us through your prophet that we can never come to church and go back the same. It is either we go better or worse. Say there is no middle ground. Lord, we want to thank you because we know that tonight we are going better than we are, Lord, when we started the service. Lord, because we have the privilege to worship you in hymns and choruses, to hear your word spoken unto us, and to also have the privilege, O God, to talk back to you, Lord, through personal requests, individual requests that were written and read, and the ones we have generally as a body of believers. We thank you very much for this great privilege. We worship and we adore your holy name. Lord Jesus, your word has spoken unto us tonight. Lord, may none of us be a forgetful hearer. May we take those things to heart. May we live as expected of us as believers. Lord, help us, O God, to do what is expected at every point in time. Lord Jesus, we pray, O God, that we greatly bless your servant you have used, Lord, to bring your word unto us and to lead the service. Thank you for the requests, both the written ones that were read, Lord, the verbal ones your servant gave, and the ones we have on the projector that we do commit unto you constantly. Lord, we thank you because it's because you have made provision for their answers. That is why you told us to come and ask that we shall receive. See, when we seek, we shall find, and when we knock, it shall be opened unto us. We have asked tonight, and we have asked in faith. We have asked according to your word, and we are in expectation for their manifestation. Give all of us faith, Lord, to know that your word is true at all times. You have told us that when we desire anything and we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received them, and then shall we have them. Lord Jesus, we have asked for so many things. After we have given thanksgiving for the things you have done for us, we have asked for so many, Lord, ranging from spiritual to physical to material to financial, health and work and everything. Lord, the local assembly, your servants, those who traveled, Lord, the sick and the afflicted, and different requests, O God, pregnant ones, job seekers, business people, Lord, students, NYC people, and your children, our people outside the country, in so many countries. Lord, we have asked all this, Heavenly Father. Your word have told us, O God, you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. May we receive answers to each of these requests in the name of Jesus Christ. You told us to carry our bodies to your feet and leave them there. May we not carry our burdens back home, Father. We have brought them, we have led them at your feet. May they remain there, dear God. Master Jesus, help us to go light-footed, testifying, Lord, knowing that our burdens are lifted and our problems are solved. Let it be, dear Father. Oh, God of heaven, once again, remember our pastor that you be with him. Give him strength and good health. And this weather getting colder, may you strengthen him, Heavenly Father. All our people, daughter who have traveled to UK, those who are in those countries before that we have mentioned, and those countries we did not even mention, we pray you watch over every one of them. Thank you, Eternal Father. Lord, the ones that have gone for burial, Lord, we pray you will be with them and protect them from all evil and bring them back safely. Those traveling for wedding this weekend, we pray your grace will go with them. May the wedding be a success. May you give them fair weather, Heavenly Father. When they be returning back, may you bring them back safely also. Thank you for a servant that came in this evening before we close. From Bakatari, we thank you for your protection upon him, Lord, in his going and coming from that place. May you help him, O Father, as he leads the assembly. O God, may you establish them, Father. Meet their needs. Feed them with your spirit. Help them, O living God, to stand strong in the message of the hour and be made ready for your coming, O God. Bless the effort of your servant and reward him for his labor, dear Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. Be with brother Femi, O God, and perfect his earth to the glory and the honor of your name. Lord, we pray once again you bless your servant we have used. The service ahead of us on Friday and Sunday, may you bring us again in our numbers and send your blessings upon our souls. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, soon we'll be leaving to go back to our homes. You brought us safely. Take us back home safely, Lord. Give us a peaceful night's rest, O God. The rest of the week, may they be wonderful unto us. May your name be glorified. Thank you for hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of our Master and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. God bless you, sir. Happy to see you once again. Yeah. You won't greet the church? I think. Greet them now. Just say, God bless you.
God bless you, brethren. Thank you for your prayers for me. Well, it's a responsibility. You know that. And when duty calls, we just have to respond. So I appreciate you. We'll cover more of your prayers. Like I told the pastor and the associate, we are all in the program together. So one by one, if pastor comes, he will come. Brosam, when he's free, will come. Every one of the ministers will be a blessing to the people. God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah, we thank the Lord for the privilege to be in church again tonight. And the evangelist just told me that the pastor sent greetings to the church through him. And we also spoke, your send his greetings too. And yesterday I spoke with Pastor David Odoi. He sent his greetings to the brethren. Also, brother Tim Ashon, we also spoke yesterday. He also sent his greetings. He's in the U.S. at the moment for checkup. And Sister Badari also sent her greetings. Sister Sunny sent her greetings. Brother Dele Adelodun also sent his greetings. I think those I could remember for now. On Friday, God willing, we'll be coming for the breaking of bread. 5 o'clock will be the city time. God bless you. Shall we rise? I can't remember. Okay, brother Adewumi, you are welcome after a long time. Not the brother woman here, is the one that is sitting here in front. That is the brother woman, Adegoko, is it? Whatever. Ayola, yeah, that's the, that is him. I greeted him outside Happy New Year. We'll sing him number 183, the first, the second, and the last stanza. How to reach the masses, men of everybody. How to reach the masses, men of everybody. For an answer, Jesus gave a key. And now, if I be lifted up from the air, we draw men. Yeah, lift him up, lift him up. Oh, lift him up. Oh, silly speaks from eternity. And if I be lifted up from the air, we draw men unto. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, leave the Savior up for them to see.
lift him up, lift him up. Oh, seal his face from eternity. And if I be lifted up from the away draw, stands up for now. Oh, lift him up by living as a Christian. Then men we gladly follow him who once taught and draw men unto me. Oh, lift him up, lift him up, silly seek from eternity. Oh, hand high, if I'll be lifted up from the head, I will draw men unto me. Silly.